Another pop culture quiz for this week's Friday's Fragrant Quiz. Welcome. Question number one. Which iconic perfume is associated with Marilyn Monroe? I think I've mentioned this perfume about three times in the Friday's Fragrant Quiz. But never mind, we could never get enough of it. But I'm going to change the concept of it now because I've had a lot of people say, I'm only getting 1 out of 10. It's really hard. So it's not about me making the questions easier. It's about me giving you multiple choice answers so at least you've got a shot. So I'm going to give you 5 multiple choice answers. 4, sorry. Which iconic perfume is associated with Marilyn Monroe? And is it A, Chanel No. 5, B, J'adore by Dior, C, Shalimar by Galang, or D, Opium by YSL? Question number 2. What is the name of Britney Spears' first fragrance launched in 2004? I've mentioned her before too, no? Is it A, Fantasy, B, Radiance, C, Curious, or D, Believe? And I'm not emphasising Believe because I said it in a really low voice because that is might not be the answer. So don't think that I'm like swaying you towards D. And it leads me to a funny story. When I was in Dubai and a friend of mine was a DJ on the local radio, his name was Chris, and they were giving away tickets to the Rugby Sevens. And there was a question that I had to answer in order to win this pair of tickets. And I loved going to the Rugby Sevens and it was live on air. So he had me on the phone and he asked me a question that I didn't know the answer to. And he said, is it A, blah, blah, blah? Is it B, blah, blah, blah? Or is it C? Is it C? Blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh, it's B. Anyway, I'll ask you the question again. Is it A, B, or C? Anyway, I thought it was funny. Question number 3. Which movie... Needless to say, I didn't win the tickets. Which movie includes a story centred around the creation of a perfume from the scent of a woman? Don't let that mislead you. Is it A, Perfume, the story of a murderer? Is it B, Scent of a Woman? Is it C, The Perfume of Yvonne? I've never heard of that. You know, I get these questions from ChatGPT. And one of the questions it gave me was, which legendary singer launched a perfume called Unforgettable? In like 1990, and the answer was Frank Sinatra. I'm like, I don't think that's true. I don't think Frank Sinatra ever launched a perfume. So I had to say, is this true? And then, oh no, sorry, it was a mistake. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, AI makes really bad mistakes. Or is it D, Aromas? Is that even a film name? I don't know. Do you know what? This is just for fun. And if you've heard of a movie called Aromas, please do let me know. Question number 4. What unique marketing strategy did Lady Gaga claim to use for her fragrance fame? So it was something, and it was a marketing tool, basically. It was a marketing strategy, and it was claimed that there was this very weird personal thing in her perfume. So what was it? What was the perfume supposed to be infused with? But it wasn't. It was a marketing strategy in Lady Gaga's fragrance fame. Question number 5. Which celebrity's fragrance broke sales records in the UK within hours of its release in 2006? Was it A, Jennifer Lopez, B, Madonna, C, Victoria Beckham, or D, Sarah Jessica Parker? Question number 6. Which celebrity launched a fragrance named Killer Queen? Was it Freddie Mercury, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, or Beyoncé? Question number 7. What is notable about Calvin Klein's CK1? Is it A, it was the first perfume advertised on television? B, it was exclusively sold online? C, it came with a refillable bottle? Or D, it was marketed as one of the first mainstream unisex fragrances? Question number 8. Which fragrance is associated with a famous bottle design inspired by Salvador Dali's work? Is it Obsession? A, Obsession. Is it B, Poison? Is it C, Le Royal Soleil? Or D, Angel? Question number 9. What was the innovative aspect of Jennifer Lopez's fragrance Glow? Was it A, it included a scent strip in the packaging? Is it B, it helped to popularise the trend of celebrity-endorsed fragrances? Is it C, it was the first fragrance to be sold with a matching body line? Or is it D, it was the first celebrity perfume to feature in synthetic pheromone? Question number 10. Which pop star's debut fragrance became the best-selling celebrity fragrance line in the UK by 2013? Is it A, Beyoncé? Is it B, Britney Spears? Is it C, Justin Bieber? Or is it D, Taylor Swift? And I'm going to give you a bonus question. Which legendary diva released a fragrance called Diamonds and Rubies? I'm not going to give the year away because it might give it away. So, which legendary diva released a fragrance called Diamonds and Rubies? Is it A, Elizabeth Taylor? Is it B, Whitney Houston? Is it C, Cher? Or is it D, Mariah Carey? I hope you're enjoying my Friday's fragrant quizzes. I have a really important announcement to make after I read out the answer to the bonus question. So stay tuned. It's a very important update. So let's go back to question number 1. I'm going to give you the answers now. Have you written them down? Have you got it ready? Have you got your glass of rosé or your cup of tea ready? Or your bacon sandwich, which I'm just about to eat after this, because if you can hear my tummy rumbling, it's because it's 1:30 and I've not had breakfast yet. Question number 1. Which iconic perfume is associated with Marilyn Monroe? Now, if you don't know the answer to this, you've not listened to any of my other fragrant Friday's fragrant quizzes. The answer is, of course, A, Chanel No. 5. She famously stated that she wore, now this is a lie, 5 drops of Chanel No. 5 to bed, which significantly boosted the fragrance's iconic status and its association with glamour. She actually said a few drops of Chanel No. 5, not 5. There you go. Question number 2. What is the name of Britney Spears' first fragrance launched in 2004? And the answer was Curious. Curious by Britney Spears was her debut fragrance and quickly became a bestseller, known for its youthful and fresh floral scent. Question number 3. The answer was, which movie includes a story centred around the creation of a perfume from the scent of women? I think I said a scent of a woman. That probably threw you off. The creation of a perfume from the scent of women. And the answer, of course, was A, Perfume, the Story of a Murderer. The film, based on Patrick Susskind's novel, followed a disturbed perfumer who creates a scent using the essence of murdered women, aiming to capture their beauty. I have the book. I didn't read it. I started watching the film. It was too creepy. So if you have watched it, I'd love to know what you think about it. Question number 4. What unique marketing strategy did Lady Gaga claim to use for her fragrance Fame? And the answer is B, claimed to be her own blood. Lady Gaga's Fame perfume was promoted with the claim that it included a molecular equivalent of her blood, a metaphor meant to emphasise her personal connection to the fragrance. Have you ever smelt it? I haven't. Question number 5. Which celebrity's fragrance broke sales records in the UK within hours of its release in 2006? And the answer was D, Sarah Jessica Parker. Lovely by Sarah Jessica quickly became a bestseller upon its release, capitalising on her status as a style icon from her role in Sex and the City. She had a very personal connection with this perfume. And if you read the book by Chandler Burr, I can't remember the name of the book off the top of my head right now, but if you just Google Chandler Burr and Sarah Jessica Parker, he follows her journey through creating this fragrance, and she got really involved in it. And the perfumers were quite taken aback because they weren't expecting her. They're expecting her to be like a lot of other celebrities going, yeah, whatever, make me a fragrance and I'll stand in front of, you know, a billboard pretending that I wear it. She got really involved in it and pulled things out of her bag when she meets with the perfumers, you know, like eggshells and ballet shoes and, you know, things like that. So, and apparently it is along the lines of glamour of like Chanel number 5. Question number 6. Which celebrity launched a fragrance named Killer Queen? Was it A, Freddie Mercury? Because that would make sense, wouldn't it? B, Lady Gaga? C, Katy Perry? Or D, Beyoncé? And it was C, Katy Perry. Katy Perry's Killer Queen was inspired by Queen's classic song and reflects a bold, commanding spirit aiming to empower its wearers, and the bottle is beautiful too. Question number 7. What is notable about Calvin Klein's CK1? And the answer was D. It was marketed as one of the first mainstream unisex fragrances. Pioneering unisex fragrances in the 90s that appealed to young and progressive audiences with its fresh, clean scent and inclusive marketing changed the face of fragrance in those days. And it's when fragrance went back to these fresh, clean scents, but also went back to a time that used to be before marketing gurus got involved, when all fragrances were actually unisex. Question number 8. Which fragrance is associated with a famous bottle design inspired by Salvador Dali's work? And the answer is C, Le Roi Soleil. Le Roi Soleil features a bottle inspired by his surrealist artwork, merging the worlds of art and fragrance in a unique and memorable way. Question number 9. What was the innovative aspect of Jennifer Lopez's fragrance Glow? And the answer was B. It helped to popularise the trend of celebrity-endorsed fragrances. Released in 2002, Glow was among the first and most successful celebrity-endorsed fragrances, leading to a widespread trend in the industry. I remember seeing a bottle of this on my friend's bathroom shelf, and I was like, oh gosh, really? Jennifer Lopez launched perfume? Because it wasn't like a thing in those days, really. And I smelt it and I was really pleasantly surprised. Question number 10. Which pop star's debut fragrance became the best-selling celebrity fragrance line in the UK by 2013? And the answer was Britney Spears. There she is again. Britney Spears launched her fragrance line with Curious in 2004, which quickly became a hit. And by 2013, her line had become the best-selling celebrity fragrance line in the UK, largely thanks to her continued popularity and the successful release of several more fragrances under her name. Bonus question was, which legendary diva released a fragrance called Diamond and Rubies? And it was launched in 1993. And the answer is A, Elizabeth Taylor. She launched this perfume as part of her fragrance collection. And the scent is a part of a series that also includes diamonds and emeralds, diamonds and sapphires, and white diamonds, which are all known for their luxurious and rich aromas. Elizabeth Taylor was a pioneer in celebrity-endorsed fragrances, and her products have enjoyed considerable success over the years, white diamonds in particular, becoming one of the best-selling celebrity fragrances ever. Yes, Elizabeth Taylor, I have a talcum powder that's sealed of hers, Passion. It's gorgeous. I've never dared to open it. So now, on to the big announcement. Some of you may or may not know that I've been quite ill with a lingering flu that I caught at the end of my trip in Milan. Now, I'm grateful for the fact that I didn't get it at the beginning of the trip, because that would have been really heartbreaking, because I went to the, you know, Excellence, this amazing perfume expo. with more than 300 indie perfumers, and I had a fantastic experience. I got it on the last day when I was supposed to go on a high-speed train to Florence to go and look at the oldest perfumery in the world and Santa Maria Novella. But I ended up not going because I spent the whole of my last day in Milan in bed, so sick. Never expected. I've never had anything that has lasted this long. I'm still not 100%. I still have a frog in my throat. I still have a cough. You can probably hear from my voice that it's quite hoarse. But anyway, what's happened is while I've been quite sick, I've been very demotivated. I've not been posting podcasts because obviously I couldn't really talk. I've not been doing many videos. I've been doing videos of perfume bottles in my studio, but I've not really been in those videos because I've not looked or felt well enough to be able to do that. But I've been feeling incredibly lost lately and very down, and I think I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm trying to do so many things. I've got two books in the pipeline. I started this podcast, which is relatively new. I already have one published book. I've got a YouTube channel that I'm really focusing on growing. I'm writing blogs. I've got seasonal magazines. I'm making perfumes in vintage pill boxes. I'm doing travel vlogs related to fragrance. I'm releasing some digital artwork, and I'm also putting that artwork and other things onto merchandise. So you can imagine, I've got a lot of things and I'm juggling a lot of balls at the moment. And I've been feeling really down and demotivated like every day. And I watched a video on YouTube yesterday, and Tony Robbins was talking about, you know, focus on the things that will bring you productivity, but also focus on the things that will, you know, bring you joy. And that wasn't quite what the whole video was about, but I find some of his speeches sometimes quite inspiring. So I decided that doing podcasts, I love Friday's Fragrant Quiz, don't get me wrong, and I'm going to keep doing it because it's quick, it's 10 minutes, I can record a few in a day, which means I can get 2 or 3 months worth in a day recorded and uploaded, then I don't need to think about them anymore. And people are enjoying them. I hope you're enjoying the quizzes. But the other ones that I'm doing, where I'm being quite serious about perfumery, I realized that it was becoming a bit of a chore. And I have a competitor that's, you know, really doing very well, you know, good on her. She's consistent and she releases them every week. And she's very serious about the podcast. And it's very serious, and I don't want to compete with that. And I realize that it's already quite lonely in France in the countryside, and it's for me to just sit and talk at a microphone, I think, kind of, if it's not fun and I'm not getting any joy out of it, I'm being a bit like Marie Kondo, you know, the woman that says, if it doesn't spark any joy, then get rid of it. So I've decided that I only want to do things that bring me joy in my work. That's what I've always done. I've always lived by that rule. But then when I set up to do the podcast, because my competitor was doing it, I realized that it wasn't something I actually really wanted to do. I love the quiz. I know I have lots of people that enjoy listening to the quiz, but I think I get less engagement in the ones that are actually educational and where I'm being really serious, because to be honest, that's not me. That's not my vibe. I'm fun. I like to be visual. I like to show you things. When I do educational things, I like to wave my hands around a lot. You know, that's why I fitted in really well in Italy. And I just love being visual. I love being on the camera. I love wearing different outfits and different jewelry. I love the engagement that I get from people with the videos that I do for YouTube. And I'm planning on growing my YouTube video more, much, much more than I am. And I've not been very consistent with it. And I'm going to find it too much to be able to do weekly podcasts as well as weekly valuable YouTube videos. And I know which one I prefer. So I'm going to do the one that I prefer, because I can't keep spreading myself so thinly, because I'm going to end up just throwing out a lot of shit that people don't really want to listen to, because it's like my enthusiasm isn't there. And that will come across in a podcast. And I prefer my videos. I prefer to go to flea markets, collect vintage bottles, show you what my flea market finds are. Even if it's like, you know, I bought a suede coat and a chicken egg basket, which I do. Like, I've got this thing about chicken egg baskets. I'll show you if you go into my YouTube channel by Melanie Jane. But also, I'm a businesswoman and I want to concentrate on the things that's going to bring me revenue. And I really want to grow my channel because, you know, at the end of the day, I am an entrepreneur. and I can't do things for free because I have to put food on the table and rosé in my mouth. My frosted chilled glass. So there you go. That's my update. There's going to be no more. I might randomly put something, you know, once in a while, but I'm not committing to weekly podcasts that are educational or serious about perfumery or aromatherapy. I'd much rather make a YouTube video about it because then I can show you the bottles and I can show you and demonstrate things in front of a camera rather than sitting and talking into a microphone, which frankly makes me feel even more lonely. So there you are. I'm being very transparent with you. I hope that you understand. I don't think that you'll be too disappointed because it's quite a new podcast and I've not got that many people downloading my episodes anyway. and the engagement that I get is actually from Friday's Fragrant Quiz, which I really enjoy doing, by the way. And especially when it comes to like giving you anecdotes and things like that in between the questions, and some of them I find them quite funny. So that's it. I'm going to sign off. I will see you. I don't know why I keep saying I'll see you. I'll see you on YouTube. Go into my YouTube channel. I would love it if you would subscribe. I've got 1,000. I've got 1,280 something. I've got nearly 1,300 subscribers at the moment, which I think is quite good for someone who's not been consistently posting. So that's why I want to get better at YouTube. I want to really, really build that platform. And doing weekly podcasts about something that, you know, I don't want to talk about into a microphone is too time consuming for me. And I'd rather put quality into videos. So that's it. I'm going to sign off. Stay fabulous. A bientôt.